We'll move on to item two, public input. Public comments on agenda items or flood planning issues are limited to 3 minutes each. The Regional Flood Planning Group is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meeting Act. The group cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. I've been made aware that Lisa Gossett wants to speak. We'll let her speak first. If anybody else would like to speak, then make yourself known after that. Ms. Gossett?
Give me just a second.
I'll note that Anthony B. joined the room. Go ahead.
My name is Lisa Gossett, and I appreciate this opportunity to submit public comments. My husband and I own property downstream of Dowd's proposed Harris Reservoir expansion. We had five floods between 2015 and 2019, all caused primarily by flooding from upstream on the Brazos rather than localized rainfall. I appreciate the work in the flood planning group that was done in your 2019 and 2023 reports. I particularly was impressed with the work and analysis done in the 2019 flood plan report, much of which was not repeated in the 2023 report. I am disappointed to note that the 2019 study is no longer in the flood planning documents link on your website, though I have it saved elsewhere. I note that looking ahead, studies are to consider future risks. I again encourage this group to accurately evaluate the impact on future flooding from Dow's Harris Reservoir expansion, which will surround almost 2,000 acres of the current lower Brazos River floodplain, effectively removing it from the combined Brazos River and Oyster Creek floodplain that results during flood events. Dow evaluated a localized rainfall event for mitigation and indicated that it would have enough freeboard in its reservoir to absorb this rain. The problem is that most flood events on the Brazos do not occur primarily from localized rainfall. They occur as water from upstream moves downstream. The floodwater in the Brazos and Oyster Creek will no longer be able to either enter or flow across these 2,000 acres. I cannot find where Dow's analysis has fully and accurately considered these impacts on both hydrology and hydraulics in these very real flood events that often occur when the sun is shining locally. I encourage that the scope of future studies adequately and accurately consider the added flood risks from this reservoir expansion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gossett. Is there anybody else wishing to speak at this time? Anyone else from the public? And whoever's controlling tech, can y'all pin the voting members? I see a Catalina Gonzalez wishing to speak. Catalina, go ahead.
Good morning. I'm Catalina Arboleda Gonzalez. I'm an engineer with the City of Round Rock. I just wanted to introduce myself and tell you that we are wanting to participate, and we are open to collaborate with the flood planning group and their mission. We have a couple of locations in the city that require more close examination, and I would love to get in contact with you guys to discuss in the future.
Thank you, Catalina. Is there anyone else wishing to speak at this time? If you go ahead and lower your raised hand there, Catalina, so we know you're done. Anyone else wishing to speak during public comment?